there is new hope and optimism at the Hearst family home near San Francisco. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A message concealed in a dozen long-stem roses, says the SLA, reportedly the kidnappers of Patricia Hearst, will reveal the time and place of her release within 72 hours. The message was dated Friday, which could mean the information might be released any time. The delivery of the latest message was delayed almost a day because the florist car broke down. The communique contained one half of what appears to be Patricia Hearst's driver's license. The family says they believe the new message and are delighted. Patricia's mother had this comment.
Of course, this is a tremendous relief to me, and I was so happy to see get half of Patty's driver's license, and I hope to get the other half and Patty along with it, because I believe the SLA certainly has lived up to everything they've said so far, and I have every reason to believe they'll continue to live up to their word.
Catherine Hearst. U.S. diplomat John Patterson remains missing in Mexico. He disappeared or was kidnapped from the U.S. consulate in Hermosillo March 22nd. A ransom note was found following Patterson's disappearance, and a consulate spokesman says there has been no further communication from the persons responsible for the note since its discovery. CBS News continues after this.
Hi, world. Eddie Bracken here with the super chef, Mike Roy. We're going to sample a bit of the goodness on the Mike Roy Cook thing tomorrow, huh?
Get out the old straw hat and the floral shirts, Eddie.
What's
We're going down Jamaica way.
Oh, that's warm sunshine.
Oh,
the beautiful native girls. Hey, they also got rum down there.
Yeah, very place. And we're going to put it all together, and we'll have a gourmet's delight when we get through. Lots of ice cream and lots of rum. Can't be all bad.
Oh, boy. Super chef's touch of the tropics tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cook Thing here on CBS. Yes.
A variety of assistance is available to the blind. Rehabilitation and library services can be had in every part of the nation. Cash payments for the needy and training in skills and techniques. You can help. For information, contact your local affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind or write me, Kenneth Jernigan, President, National Federation of the Blind, 218 Randolph Hotel Building, Des Moines, Iowa, 50309.
In tonight's Academy Awards, Jack Lemmon, Best Actor for his performance in Paper Tiger, and Glenda Jackson, Best Actress in the motion picture A Touch of Class, named as the Best Picture, The Sting. French President Georges Pompidou died Tuesday at age 62. The cause of death has not been announced. New French elections are scheduled to be held within the next 40 days. Wednesday, the government will conclude its conspiracy case against John Mitchell and Maurice Stans. Chris Kelly reports from New York.
After the prosecution rests, the jury will be excused for at least a day, so both sides can argue various motions before the judge. The government's last major witness was F. Donald Nixon, the 59-year-old brother of the president. He testified that he never discussed the Vesco case with President Nixon, although he said a lawyer for the financier asked him to do so. I never talked to my brother about anything, said Nixon. Saying he didn't want to get involved in the Vesco matter, Nixon suggested Vesco's lawyer contact John Mitchell. He said he was asked to tell President Nixon that Vesco's secret campaign contribution would likely be exposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission probe of financier Robert Vesco. Chris Kelly, CBS News, New York.
5 hours from now, some 1,600 passengers aboard the Queen Elizabeth II will be transferred to a rescue ship 280 miles south of Bermuda. The QE2 broke down Monday and has been adrift since then. Attempts to repair the liner's boilers have failed. The passengers and crew are described as safe and comfortable in calm, clear weather. A congressional committee investigating President Nixon's tax returns receives its final staff report on Wednesday, but the information may not be made public immediately, as had been originally planned. Republicans on the committee want the report delayed until attorneys for President Nixon have been heard. More news after this.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? The Better Business Bureau knows.
Honey, the TV set just won't work. Who do I take it to? The lady down the street took hers into a place that charged her more than her set was worth.
Gosh, I don't know.
I'll tell you what to do, folks.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, before you take your set in for repairs, shop around and check into a firm's reputation. You know, that's even more important than the price. Friends and neighbors can help, or you can ask for a few previous customers to find out if they were satisfied. And since the amount you pay will vary from one place to another, it's up to you to find out in advance what a service will cost if you have it fixed at home. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
The American Automobile Association says gasoline availability at service stations continues to improve nationwide. Henry Kissinger made a deal with a herd of newsmen in Acapulco Tuesday night. He and his bride agreed to a poolside news conference if the reporters would go away and leave the couple to some honeymoon privacy. Among the more relevant questions, how many children would you like to have? Just as many as come along, replied Mrs. Kissinger. Secretary Kissinger, commenting on his reputation as a ladies' man, quipped, "A number of bachelors are very grateful to me this week." I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
The Automobile Club of Oregon says its survey shows many Oregon gasoline dealers have abandoned the odd-even selling system. Lines at stations have all but disappeared, and the gas shortage in Oregon seems over. But state energy officials warn that the upcoming tourist season could bring it all back. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Department says there may be a major break by noon tomorrow in the March 25th legend murders of four Portlanders. A sheriff's spokesman says detectives have what's termed an important new lead in the case. Abandoned youth, 17-year-old Gary Lee Duncan, has been charged with arson in a fire that destroyed Bandon High School January 28th. Weather for Portland, Vancouver, decreasing showers tonight with a clearing trend, partly sunny tomorrow after morning fog or low clouds. Rain likely again tomorrow night, then becoming showery with partial clearing periods on Thursday. Lows tonight 35 to 40, tomorrow night near 40, highs both days in the mid-50s, and southwesterly winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Rain chance 60% tonight, 20% tomorrow, then 50% tomorrow night. Currently we have 47 degrees. AC Emmerich, 97 News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the world of terrifying imagination, to the fear you can hear. For the four centuries before Christ, a remarkable combination of priests and monarchs established one of the most astonishing cultures in the world. The rulers were the pharaohs of Egypt, and they left an enduring series of monuments behind them. The Sphinx, the pyramids, the temples of Karnak and Luxor, and, most strange of all, their mummified remains, embalmed by a process lost to modern science. This is the story of one such mummy, and the eternal curse she left to be visited on any violator of her tomb.
What happened, John?
The door to the tomb swung shut.
Well, can we open it?
No. The counterweights locked it somehow.
Hold up the torch.
Why?
There's an inscription inside the door. What does it say?
Well, you would take time to decipher it.
Don't worry. I can guess. Who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living or find his way among the dead.
Mystery drama, The Pharaoh's Curse, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Kim Hunter. It is sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg Special K cereal, and by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The Big Band Sound is back. Live at Jansen Beach Center, the Sounds of the 40s returns with the Woody Height Band. The date is Sunday, April 7th at 8 o'clock. Adult admission, just $3.50 per person. For advanced reservations or information, write or send a check to the Sounds of the 40s, 1492 Jansen Beach Center, Portland, 97217. You remember the big band sounds? Join Jansen Beach Center as they bring back the good times, the dance and music. Jansen Beach Mall off I-5 at Jansen Beach. Tickets also available at the door Sunday evening.
Riding along a mountain stream, a peaceful scene. But here's another. Peace Corps volunteers in Kenya assisting in beef production projects. It's working peace. For information, write the Peace Corps at Action, Washington, D.C., 20525.
United soul and come and go, the Peace Corps works for peace. There
is no mystery about how the 1976 presidential election campaign fund works. If you want to take part in it, you can do so by designating a dollar of your 1973 income tax to a nonpartisan fund. The fund will help pay campaign expenses of presidential candidates in 1976. Just check the box on line 8 of your tax return. On a joint return, either taxpayer may designate a dollar, or both may designate a total of $2. Whatever you do won't increase your tax or reduce your refund, if any. And if you didn't do so last year, you can also check off for 1972. Just check the box above your signature on your 1973 return. Remember, it's entirely up to you whether to check or not. If you need help, ask the Internal Revenue Service.
...1924, 50 years ago, belongs to another world. Certainly in the Middle East, almost midway through the period of the great archaeological excavations that make Egypt a mecca for tourists from all over the world. And in that era, no singer and entertainer reigned more supreme than Diane Elliott, the toast of two continents already, and now in the process of conquering a third, with an engagement at Shepherd's, world-famous hotel in Cairo.
You will sing again, Miss Elliott?
No, really. 5 encores is enough.
Never enough with you.
Oscar, for anyone, it's already too much.
Of course, you must be tired.
I know, but I don't want the audience to be. If you'll excuse me.
Would you excuse me first?
Hmm?
There is an old friend of mine here tonight who would very much like to meet you. Could I presume to ask if you would join him as he asked for a drink at his table?
Who is this friend of yours?
Sir Geoffrey Lanscombe.
The famous archaeologist? He's still alive? He must be.
He's quite old, but most active.
Would you ask him to give me 10 minutes and then come back to my dressing room? Just a moment. Come in.
Miss Elliott.
Sir Geoffrey?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, dear. Did I sound forbidding or something?
No, not at all. It's just that I feel I'm intruding.
Oh, not at all. I hope you'll excuse me, though. I've started changing because tonight's the end of my engagement here, and I have to start packing.
Well, then you'll be leaving Cairo.
Well, no, not for a few days. I hope at least a week. I've wangled a little gap between engagements because I want to do some sightseeing.
Good, excellent. It makes it so much easier for me to ask what I want to ask. It's amazing. You, my dear, with your robe pulled tightly around you and your hair swept back so severely from your face. Yes. Absolutely amazing.
Well, I...
Let me tell you why I'm here. Have you ever heard of the Princess Hasiba?
No.
Well, it's not too surprising. Suppose you understand a little before your time. Approximately 4,000 years. Hasiba, the gazelle-footed trailer of perfumed musk. Hasiba, the doe-eyed, radiant perfection of the three worlds.
I thought you were an archaeologist, not a poet.
Well, not I, my dear. That's Totmes the Fifth, her husband, the pharaoh. And he was right. She was, until then, at least the most exquisite woman who ever lived. And when she died, at 19, the pharaoh was so crazed with grief that he stripped himself of all his wealth and turned it into jewels with which he filled her burial casket to the brim. She was buried with all the honors of a pharaoh, and the door to her mastaba sealed forever with an undying curse.
The mastaba?
The burial chamber.
And the curse?
This chamber holds the jewels of my kingdom. Jewels beyond number and one beyond all price. Who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living nor find his way among the dead.
You almost make me believe that.
And I almost believe it myself. Perhaps it's why I've taken the liberty of coming to you.
I don't understand.
Oh, why should you? Let me explain. 15 years ago, I discovered the small pyramid that covers the burial chamber. Three times, on different expeditions, we have excavated with no success. This time, we have managed to isolate the mastaba itself, in spite of every kind of miserable luck. Cave-ins, men injured, crews deserting. But at last, within the next few days, I'm convinced the entrance will be found.
Oh, how exciting, how wonderful for you. And Hasiba, I hope she isn't a disappointment. Was she really so beautiful, do you think?
Incredibly. Her face shamed the shining sun, and the day was lit up by the light of her countenance.
You know, you sound as though you'd actually seen her.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yes, my dear. For every description fits you.
Well, Sir Geoffrey, I'll have to admit that's about the prettiest compliment I've ever been paid.
And the truth. Now, look.
What is it?
An ivory miniature of Hasiba, hand-carved.
How beautiful. Exquisite.
Isn't it? Perhaps now you can see, Miss Elliot, why I can easily believe in reincarnation. It's why I asked to meet you. I've devoted the last best part of my life to unearthing this tomb. And I've come to be afraid of a curse and to believe profoundly in the power of good omens and luck. I need that luck. But I think I found it. I know you are my luck.
Well, how can I help you?
Come as my guest to the diggings for a few days. Open the chamber for me. I think your touch will ensure success.
Out of so many, that's the greatest compliment of all. How can I refuse? Just a moment. Oh, driver, good. Come in. Now, all I'm taking are these two bags, and you are not the driver I engaged this morning.
No, Miss Elliot.
Then why?
Allow me my credentials. Inspector Hasid of the Cairo Police.
Police?
If you doubt me, call Ahmed. He will vouch for me. Now, may I ask a few questions?
Well, of course.
You had never met Sir Geoffrey Lanscombe before the night before last.
That's correct.
But you are planning to visit the diggings?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because he invited me to.
Just as a guest?
Of course.
For a few days, correct?
Well, Now, let's not make anything out of that, Inspector. He is about to open the tomb of some ancient Egyptian queen, and I am intrigued. I've never had the opportunity to meet a 4,000-year-old princess who's supposed to look like me. Now, what's wrong with that, and why should it interest the police?
This thing is difficult. First of all, let me warn you that there may be possible danger in your visit to the diggings.
What danger?
I do not know exactly. But if you are to go, will you let me go with you as your driver, incognito?
Why?
Partially to protect you.
And partially what else?
That is what I want to find out. Do you have any knowledge of firearms, Miss Elliot?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I used to do a lot of hunting with my father.
And small arms?
We had a pistol range. I'm a pretty good shot.
Well, could you handle this if you had to? For protection only, I mean.
Webley, isn't it? Six clip?
It would fit a woman's handbag.
Okay. Okay, but I'm not interested in running around playing with guns.
Last night, at the diggings, there was a fatal accident.
Not Sir Geoffrey.
No. One of the new digging crew. Now, for everyone's safety, I need an opportunity to investigate that accident quietly, without publicity. You could offer me that chance.
And put my own neck on the line?
No. There's little risk for you. But, of course, I cannot tell you there is absolutely none.
What is it you think's going on out there?
I am not sure. 4,000 years ago, if we are to believe the papyri, the written records, Thutmose buried with his wife uncounted millions of dollars in jewels.
But neither she nor the jewels have been exhumed yet.
We are told. And yet, a man is dead.
Where was this man found?
Near one of the many statues that ring the pyramid, far from the tomb itself.
Well, so what has that to do with... murdered?
Not by any human agency, apparently. The man was crushed, as if broken in the arms of a... something beyond the natural power of things. However, the police are less interested in the man himself than what was clutched in his hand.
What?
I have been selected to investigate this matter quietly and anonymously. Will you let me go with you?
You're kind of daring me, aren't you?
Pardon?
You don't want me to refuse.
I don't think you are in any real danger, Miss Elliot. And I need a cover.
Okay. Let's go adventure. Just tell me one thing first. What is there for the police to investigate? What was it the man had clutched in his hand?
A diamond of great beauty and great price.
What kind of diamond?
Now, there's just the whole point, Miss Elliot. A very special kind. For no diamond has been cut like this in the last 4,000 years.
A tomb sealed fast for 4,000 years, where a princess lies in a coffin filled to the brim with precious stones of incalculable value. Could this diamond be from a tomb as yet uncovered, or was it some random discovery? And if it were, what inhuman agency, with a power beyond all human scope, mangled and destroyed the unfortunate man who found the strangely cut diamond? I'll return in a few moments with Act Two.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Honey, just look at this fantastic buy I made. This came from a catalog at $47.45, and the manufacturer's list price is $89.95. I can't believe it.
Well, don't believe it. Your $47.45 price is pretty good. Only I've been looking around, and believe me, no one is selling them for list price.
You mean I was taken? I got a bad deal? Gosh, I wonder how I could really find out.
I'll help you.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. You know, catalogs sometimes list two prices for an item. One is the list price, and the other is what you pay. And the only way you can be sure is to shop around.
You are so smart.
Oh, not at all. Your Better Business Bureau is better information for consumers like you.
I'm Carol Channing. Wouldn't you like to give an Easter gift that works a long time after you've given it? Well, that's what happens when you give to Easter Seals. Your gift does wonderful things, helping disabled youngsters overcome crippling conditions. They learn to walk and use helpless hands, and some of them learn to speak for the first time in their lives. With the help of the Easter Seal Society, they're becoming active little people, part of life around them. Your gift to Easter Seals is so big to crippled children, helping them do a lot of things other youngsters do. They walk, talk, run, and play, and go to school. They grow up and work and support families. It takes a long time for them to develop their capabilities, but they do it with your help. I hope you'll give to Easter Seals and know that your gift does work a long time after you've given it.
Southwest from Cairo, riding across the hot white desert sands in the jeep driven by Inspector Hasid, a tulle scarf bound across her mouth and nose against the stinging sand, Diana Elliott wonders what whim drove her to this strange adventure. And then, to herself, honestly, she admits what it is. She is tired of the never-relaxing discipline of her life, the touring, the center of applause, the sense of being trapped. Suddenly, she is a free soul, off on an uncharted adventure, ready for anything that comes her way, as long as it is new and different.
Miss Elliott.
Oh, you know me?
Yes. And you more than live up to what I've heard. Can I give you a hand down?
Oh, thank you. That's more than a hand. Both.
Brother, the old boy was right.
About what?
You. And our 4,000-year-old lady.
Perhaps. But I'm not 4,000 years old yet. And I can stand by myself, Mr.
Irving, John Irving. I'm Sir Jeff's assistant. He asked me to look out for you.
Oh, great. Could we start by having you let go of my waist so I can breathe?
I'm sorry.
Where's Sir Geoffrey?
He had to go into Cairo with the English mail and in connection with an accident we had here.
Oh, yes, I know about that.
You do?
Yes, I read about it in the Cairo newspaper.
Oh, well, let's get your bags and get you settled.
Do not worry, Asaib. I will take care of them.
Oh, fine, driver. Miss Elliott's going to the big tent with the canopy. You can bunk down with the crew over there. Any one of the three tents near the diggings.
Very good, I say.
You want to go freshen up, Miss Elliott?
Oh, no, no. Everything is too new and strange and exciting. I want to explore.
Okay. Want to walk over and have a closer look at the pyramid?
I love it. If I'm not keeping you...
No, you're not. I've been designated as the official reception committee for the afternoon.
Tell me, have you found the tomb yet?
Not quite, but we're close. We started to uncover what appears to be the entrance to the outer chamber this morning. The diggers are working on clearing that now. It's hard to believe.
What?
That we're almost there. 15 years ago, this entire pyramid was buried in sand. Sir Jeff uncovered it on the two former expeditions.
Oh, what a tremendous job. What are these statues that stand along the bottom row of stones?
Those are various Egyptian gods. Let's see, starting at that end, Thoth the Recorder, Horus, god of truth, Mott, goddess of justice, and Osiris, the king father himself.
Two, three, four, five. Hey, you missed one, this one in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry, so I did.
I can't blame you, he's so ugly. That brutal, snarling face. What does he represent?
That's Anubis, the jackal-faced god. Officially supposed, coincidentally enough, to be the greeter of the dead.
I don't think I'd care to be greeted by that, dead or alive. What do you mean, coincidentally?
Well, this is where... where an accident happened.
You mean where the man was killed?
You heard about that? Who told you, Sir Jeff?
No, it was, my driver.
Oh. Bad news travels fast in this country.
In any country. Ooh, what a cruel, bestial face he has. What does greeter of the dead mean?
He weighed the hearts of the dead before welcoming them to the great halls of Osiris, the judge and the sentencer.
Mm.
Oh, he's not quite as bad as he looks.
Do tell. I think I'll have that hand down now.
Oh, here you are.
Watch it! Quick, behind the statue, let me shield you.
You all right, Diane?
I'm all right, Mr. Irving.
Well, couldn't we make it? John, I called you Diane.
So you did.
It just slipped out. Did it scare you?
If you mean the explosion, of course it did.
Dynamite.
What was the dynamite for, John?
That's just what Sir Jeff's going to want to know. He's going to be hopping mad when he gets back. Damn that Sargon.
Who is Sargon?
Our esteemed Egyptian colleague and so-called archaeologist who's been gumming up this expedition ever since it started.
Gumming it up?
Yeah, he resents all outsiders who come here on what he considers his territory.
Well, you can't blame him, I suppose. It's his country.
But just the same, the guy's pretty hard to take. For some reason, he wants that tomb to remain sealed. With that dynamite he set off, maybe he's just gotten his wish. Now, come on. I'll see you back to your tent so I can go find out just what damage has been done.
My dear Miss Elliot, I'm sorry I was responsible for making dinner so late.
Oh, it was worth waiting for, Sir Geoffrey. This Arabian coffee is delicious.
What was all the trouble with Sargon this afternoon?
Well, this morning he wanted to dynamite the entrance open. I said we should wait till you got back. I knew you wouldn't go for it. My God, if we had a cave-in, the whole tomb would have been reburied.
Say nothing of the possible damage to inscriptions inside. So?
Well, he got so red-necked about it, I told him he could set the charges in case.
Oh, that was foolish.
I know, sir. But I never thought he'd be pig-headed enough to set them off on his own hook.
That is it, I.
Oh, Sargon, Sargon, my dear fellow. Come in, come in. Join us in coffee.
I do not break bread among my enemies. Or with the infidel. Now, wait a minute.
No, no, Sargon. I know you're upset, but there's no need to be rude. I don't believe you've met our guest, Miss Diane Elliott. Ali Atman Ben Sargon, one of our most noted Egyptologists.
How do you do?
Your servant, Anaisa.
Now, about this thing this afternoon.
Mr. Irving said the orders came from you. Why, you...
John.
If he denies that, he lies.
You think I'm going to sit still for
that? Sit down, sir. I will not have this bickering in front of a guest. It can be settled later. In the meantime, fortunately, there's been no damage of consequence, and the way into the tomb has been opened. No harm has been done.
A great deal of harm has been done. The crew has deserted.
What?
That is what I came to tell you. They have taken all our transport and left. I tried to stop them,
but... I'll bet you did. Now look, Sir Jeff,
Just a moment, John. Why, Sargon?
Perhaps they are wiser than we. A small hole was blown through to the inside. And out of it, they say, comes swirling a fearsome Ifrit that grew 10 times taller than a man. and belched a cold, freezing breath from his mouth that carried death in the air. They ran in terror from the ancient curse. They knew the stench of evil in the air.
Well, that's preposterous. As an archaeologist, you know the fetid odor of death is always present when a tomb is opened.
Bunch of simple-minded nitwits.
Perhaps. Except that as a simple-minded Egyptian, I agree with them.
Oh, you intend to leave
too? On the contrary, I intend to stay. I was referring to the stench of evil, and not from the graves of my ancestors, which I shall remain to protect.
Why, that son of a...
You're going to let him get away with that?
John, I'm sure it was a misunderstanding. Bear with me, please. Tomorrow may be the end of a long, long dream. Now let me go and pacify poor Sargon.
You intend to open the tomb tomorrow?
The main breach has been made. I'm hopeful it can be managed.
Well, then we must have the press here. I'll go into Cairo tonight.
The men have taken the trucks.
There's still Diane's jeep. If I may borrow it?
Well, it's not really mine. It's my driver's.
Well, whatever you decide tomorrow will be an exciting day. I shall hope, Miss Elliot, to introduce you at last to your long-dead image. This must come to pass, for I still believe in you as my good luck. John, you'll see Miss Elliot to her tent?
Of course, sir.
Till tomorrow, then.
Good night, sir. I'd still like to have it out myself with that surly...
Look, let Sir Jeff handle it, John. I want to drink in this strange night.
The atmosphere? Or the general excitement?
Both. Everything. The air, the place, the time. That enormous red moon. What makes it like that?
Sand, suspended in the air, filters the spectrum.
Such a lot of sand.
It's a whole lot of moon.
So quiet.
The air is heavy. Sleepy?
No.
Don't go in. Stay with me.
That might be really dangerous.
Why don't we grab the jeep and go into Cairo?
We can't use the jeep.
Why not?
It belongs to an inspector of police. Look, please don't say I said anything, but he's here investigating the accident. Sub Rosa. You won't tell anyone.
Well, sure, if you ask me not to. But I still don't see why we
well,
can't...
Then ask Inspector Hasid if you can borrow the jeep. But I won't go with you. I'm too tired and too excited looking forward to tomorrow. But funny how heavy the air seems. I can imagine why those men felt a dark weight, almost like death in the air. I'll be glad to see you tomorrow. Good night, John.
Good night, Diane. Are you dressed? Can I come into your tent?
Yes. I was just starting to go to bed. What is it?
Look, I don't want to alarm you, but the men were right. There is death in the air tonight.
Well, what now?
Oh, it's nothing to do with the legend. Totally atmospheric. A Samoom is on its way. We must race it back.
But the tomb...
The tomb can wait, as it has waited for centuries.
Oh, but there won't be room in the jeep for all of us.
Only you and I are going.
And the others?
Sir Jeff and Sargon won't leave the tomb. Inspector Hasid won't leave Sargon and remains to protect Sir Jeff.
What does that mean?
Sargon is not to be trusted. Sir Jeff and the inspector know that.
But if we have to run for safety, what about them?
Well, they'll be safe in the excavation. It's like a tornado cellar. That's just what this blow will be like anyways.
Well, so why can't we hole up with them?
We could. If you think you can spare the time.
What's that mean?
A simoom. It could blow itself out in 6 or 7 hours or 6 or 7 days. Now, can you spare the time?
Oh, of course not. I'm due in Paris in 3 days. Give me 5 minutes and I'll get my suitcases ready and we'll be on our way. It's getting worse, isn't it? How far to Cairo?
We're not even nearly halfway.
Can you see?
What's to see but sand, sand, and more sand?
John! John, what's that ahead?
Damn, it's a twister itself. Double right around on us.
What are you doing?
We can't head into it. It would suck us right up into the land of Oz or the Arabian Nights. We've got to run for cover.
Where?
Back to the diggings, the only shelter. Just hold your seat and hope we can outrun it.
Supposing we can't?
Maybe this is one archaeologist who doesn't live in the past and is very interested in the future. Right here and now, we've got to hang on to the present.
Whatever the effectiveness of the ancient curse, it seems the fates conspire to bring Diane Elliott and John Irving back within its range. And if the 4,000-year sleep of the delectable Hasibah is to be disturbed at last, on whom will the curse fall for disturbing it? On the men who planned and made it possible? Or on another woman who dared to challenge her beauty? I'll return shortly with Act Three.
There's nothing wrong with drinking Budweiser sip by sip, is there? Well, the brewers of Budweiser think there's a better way. Sipping's fine if you're drinking wine. But Bud is the king of beers, a hearty drink. Look, rinse a 10 or 12-ounce glass with cold water. Then, open a can or bottle of Bud and pour it right down the middle so it kicks up a good head of foam. Now, take a big drink and then swallow big. No sips. That's how it should be done. More taste, more beer drinking enjoyment. Thanks to exclusive Beechwood aging, Budweiser has a smoothness that lets it go down especially easy. Sure, it's an expensive way to brew beer, but brewing beer right does make a difference. That's why, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
In 1919, someone had a big idea. Let's help youth understand big business by starting them in small businesses of their own. And Junior Achievement was born. Each group elected a board of directors, chose a product, set up a production line, sold stock, and went into business. That year, 314 students made and sold products and learned the business of business. Today, Junior Achievement has grown to nearly 200,000 members. Junior Achievers are designing and marketing their own products and services, from cutting boards to printing. They're organizing sales efforts, writing marketing plans, calculating profit and loss. Running these small businesses helps Junior Achievers understand how big business works. Support Junior Achievement, where youth learns the business of business. Call your local Junior Achievement office.
In the outer chamber, shielded from the wild gust and the roar of the simoon raging outside, Sir Geoffrey and Sargon have isolated and almost cleared the door to the mastaba itself. They are engaged now in cleaning up the debris the explosion earlier in the day had caused.
That does it. The door is free. 15 years. And the moment is here at last. I'm about to enter the tomb of Hasibah.
My countrymen have waited 4,000.
Come, come, Sargon. Let's, for God's sake, not at this minute.
What is it?
There's someone coming.
The dead are arisen.
But it'll be silly. It's from the outside. Why, it's Miss Elliot.
The bad penny and companion turning up again.
Well, what happened?
Couldn't make it, sir. We just beat that old twister back here to safety. Turned around on us.
Just the two of you?
Yes.
What happened to your driver?
We understood he stayed with you.
We have not seen him. We thought he stayed with you.
Oh, he probably took off with the rest of the crew. Are you all right, Miss Elliott?
Yes.
Well, then let's forget the elements, the momentary inconveniences and everything, but the incredible, the marvelous, the unbelievable moment that lies ahead of us. We're about to enter the tomb of Hasiba.
But the storm...
The storm will blow itself out. We are lighting candles to illuminate centuries of the past. Come, John, Sargon, help me push open the door.
I do not care to see the tomb opened.
I am not surprised.
Inspector Hossein.
Yes, Miss Elliot.
Inspector?
Yes, Ali Atman Ben Sargon. Inspector Hasid, with a very sore head where someone knocked me out, to deny me the sight of the tomb and its contents. By all means, let us open the door. I am not asking but commanding with this gun.
Let's go, Sargon.
There it is. Beyond that black aperture lies Hasiba, wrapped in her blanket of jewels. Who shall be first to enter?
The right is mine.
The right is Sir Jeffrey's. Don't make me use my gun.
This is a moment I dread as much as I desire. Who knows what lies in that dark cave? The tomb may have been rifled centuries ago. Its artifacts destroyed, the very catafalque itself vandalized. The curse was never idle. And then suddenly I am too old and afraid to enter. Diane, I brought you here as my luck. Will you risk it and enter first?
If you wish me to.
I wish it with all my heart. John, take the torch and light her in.
Yes, sir. Careful, Diane. Easy.
Look, what is there to fear?
Who knows? The dead resent intruders.
Well, I only hope that... Oh!
What is it?
Some stone beneath my feet.
Look out, I have feet.
What happened, John?
The door to the tomb swung shut.
Well, can we open it?
No. The counterweights locked it somehow.
Hold up the torch.
Why?
There's an inscription inside the door. What does it say?
But it would take time to decipher it.
Don't worry, I can guess. He who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living or find his way among the dead.
It's just what I was afraid of. Hopeless. The door can't be budged.
What happened?
The stone you stepped on, designed to trip the counterbalancing rocks and lock them. To get the door open now, they'll have to blast.
So that was Toughness' ancient curse.
That's pretty effective.
Look, hold up the torch, John.
Is that better?
Yes. It's not a very large chamber.
No.
In the center there, is that...
Yeah. That's the catafalque. Hasiba.
Can we look?
Why not?
Poor little princess.
Poor little rich girl.
So young. Can we open the sarcophagus?
I don't know. Somewhere there should be... Well, let's see. Ah, here. It's too heavy. As far as I dare slide it.
Such a big coffin for such a little girl. But Oh, but she is lovely.
The face is only a death mask.
Where are the jewels, John? The jewels that filled the casket to the brim.
That's right. Evidently, old Tosmus regretted his generous impulse and sneaked in later and pinched his fabulous fortune.
How?
I don't know.
What's the matter with the torch?
Oh, I'm afraid it's going out.
Well, can't we light it again?
No. Lack of oxygen. We've got to get out of here.
Haven't you any idea how?
The catafalque itself. Let's have a look.
But how? Where? It's just a simple box.
Except here, at the foot of it. Carved in bas-relief. Oh, wait. Let me hold the torch close.
Yeah, that's better.
What is it?
That face. The god you showed me outside the pyramid. With the jackal face. What's his name?
Anubis.
Greeter of the dead.
But he has another name. The opener of the ways. Diane, maybe this is it. Press it. Try it.
Yes. The opener of the ways.
Oh. Smell that, Diane. Oh. Fresh air. Look at the torch light up. And there are steps beneath. We're free.
I wonder, John. I wonder.
I can see it clearly now, Diane. Sargon, he's been plundering the tomb. That was the reason for all the delays he caused. He had to have time to get rid of the jewels. And now, unless we escape somehow, he's safe.
Inspector Hasid won't let him go.
We might as well have all the cards on the table. When I stumbled into you entering the chamber, it was because Sargon pushed the inspector against me and grabbed the gun. You can be sure Sir Geoffrey and Hasid are both dead by now. And Sargon is on his way to freedom with the jewels.
Well, then it's up to us to stop him.
How?
What's the matter?
The blank wall. This looks like the end of the road.
It does, at that.
How do we get out of this?
That's all up to you, John.
What does that mean?
It's not very difficult to figure out. You know just where to put your hand to move this rock. Don't you, John?
I? Why should I?
Because you've been here so often before.
You know.
I think so. And what I don't know, I can guess. You found this secret entrance some time ago. And you stole the jewels, didn't you? You've been the one that's been delaying things while you tried to figure out some way to get away with them. My jeep, with me as cover, was the perfect way out, if it hadn't been for the sandstorm.
All right. I admit it. Which leaves you with two choices.
Which are?
Stay here, or come with me.
Diane, I am more than a little in love with you, and I promise you there's a fortune packed in your jeep that could make us able to live like Thothmes and his queen Hasiba. In your luggage, it could easily be smuggled out of the country. Half of it, all of it's yours, if you share it with me.
And if I don't?
I'll have to take my chances alone, which includes, unfortunately, leaving you shut in here where you can't blow the whistle on me.
Two choices, hmm?
What else?
This.
What? Gun? Where did you get that?
From the inspector. And don't think I don't know how to use it. Are you ready to open the door now?
Suppose I just refused.
The torch is beginning to burn low again. That means we're running out of oxygen, doesn't it?
Okay. You win. Here, catch it! I hope I didn't hurt you. I had to get the gun.
What are you going to do?
Oh, nothing violent.
That really isn't my nature. Just leave you here. With any luck, they'll break through in time and find you. Goodbye, Diane.
You can't.
Oh, now please don't move. I'll leave you the torch when I go.
Simum is still raging.
You'll never get through it.
I'll have to take my chances. It's all I have left. I won't back. I'm sorry. Sorry for everything except the jewels. If you could only see them. Well, here goes.
No, I'm all right.
You must rest, my dear. There's time later.
No, I want to finish telling you. He was leaving, and he had started the door of the statue base that closed the secret entrance, and then suddenly the wind was too strong, and he fell back and got caught in all those tons of stone, just like the other man.
I would spare little pity on him, Miss Elliot. The other man was my brother. Asaib Irving thought he had killed me just as successfully.
But I don't understand. Why did he start to come back?
His return was involuntary.
What do you mean, Mr. Sargon?
He underestimated the enduring power of an ancient curse. He was returned to his fate.
So the curse was a real one, after all.
He will walk no more among the living, nor find his way among the dead. But, thanks to you, Miss Elliot, the ancient gods are satisfied, and the lady of whom you are a reincarnation will also be reborn.
Asiba, the gazelle-footed, trailer of perfumed musk. Asiba, the doe-eyed, radiant perfection of the three worlds. Why shouldn't she be reborn? I'm in favor of it. What man wouldn't be? I'll be back shortly.
Hey, we're the Action Corps. See, we contribute more.
Tees for the teamwork of our crew.
Are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, D,
O. We could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into Action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
It was Nathaniel Hawthorne, one of our American greats, who said it. A grave, wherever found, preaches a short and pithy sermon to the soul. Let my comment on this tale be as brief. Let the dead past bury its past, nor pause too much to think on today. The future is what leads us on. If we march to any banners, let it be to those. Our cast included Kim Hunter, George Petrie, Arnold Moss, Dan Ocko, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Johnny, be careful.
Ah, come off it, Lisa. Now look, Scarlett, if you're the devil and you want my camera, you'd have no problem in getting it. You wouldn't be here asking for a swap, practically begging me to give it to you.
Ordinarily, you'd be right.
But there are unalterable rules which govern my organization, and one of them is that when a mortal makes a legitimate purchase from us, we're bound to a bargain. We can only ask that he return his purchase of his own free will. Now that I've revealed this much to you, I suggest that you take the...
No deal, Nick. Or whatever your name is. You made a bargain. And you're stuck.
May I make one correction? It is not I, Johnny, who is stuck. But you, who are doomed.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, and by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Has won the Oscar for the Best Picture of the Year. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. George Roy Hill was named Best Director also for The Sting. Jack Lemmon got the Best Actor Award for Save the Tiger. Glenda Jackson was voted Best Actress for A Touch of Class, and her award was accepted by the movie's producer, Melvin Frank. This is how that part of the awards ceremony went.
Here is the envelope.
And the winner is Glenda Jackson.
I'm very, very honored that Glenda has asked me to accept this award for her. I know she'd be aware of our time problems here tonight. Now she'd be very short and succinct in whatever thanks she has. I'm pretty sure she'd thank her director. She'd probably thank her producer. And she'd undoubtedly thank her writers. And as 2.5 of those fellas, I'd like to say, Glenda, you're welcome.
Melvin Frank accepting Glenda Jackson's award as Best Actress. Other major awards, supporting actor John Houseman for The Paper Chase, supporting actress Tatum O'Neill for Paper Moon, Best Song, the title song from The Way We Were, Best Foreign Film, François Truffaut's Day for Night. New developments in the Hearst kidnapping, the story in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign off, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Newspaper executive Randolph Hearst says he believes the new message from the Symbionese Liberation Government, or rather Symbionese Liberation Army, saying that Patricia Hearst will be released is genuine. A San Francisco underground newspaper received the SLA letter Tuesday, delivered with 13 long-stemmed roses. The letter included a piece of what is believed to be Patricia's driver's license and says the time and place of her release will be disclosed within 72 hours. The letter is dated March 29th and was supposed to be delivered Monday, so exactly when the new communication from the SLA is due is uncertain. The world's second-largest luxury liner, the Queen Elizabeth II, is still drifting aimlessly in the Atlantic, about 270 miles off Bermuda. Her three boilers have been shut down for 2 days now. The Norwegian ship, the Sea Venture, is due to rendezvous with the QE2 sometime before dawn Wednesday, and one of the passengers, Kansas City Chiefs football coach Hank Stram, says he's been told they will begin transferring the passengers to the Sea Venture about 6 a.m. Eastern time. Says the passengers have not been told exactly how the transfer will take place, but he says the weather is beautiful and the morale among the more than 1,600 passengers is still high. More news in a moment.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So, we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who is on a bad trip or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid. And a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
A federal jury in Alton, Illinois, has acquitted 10 undercover agents accused of terrorizing Illinois families in illegal narcotics raids a year ago. The 10, 7 federal agents and 3 city police, have been formally charged with violating the civil rights of 11 people involved in the raids, which were carried out without warrants in the Collinsville, Illinois area. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
Oregon State University says it's sure Governor Tom McCall will accept an offer to teach journalism at the school when he leaves office next year, but McCall says he's making no comments until the salary for the endowed professor's chair is assured. The U.S. Labor Department says it's investigating charges of misuse of union funds in Local 701 of the Operating Engineers Union. That local represents some 5,800 construction workers here in Oregon and southwestern Washington. The Coast Guard says what was believed to be a massive oil spill off the southern Washington coast may turn out to be mostly algae. The 14-mile-long slick, about 35 miles off Hoquiam, had been blamed on a Liberian tanker, but the captain of the vessel denied it. The Automobile Club of Oregon says its survey shows many Oregon gasoline dealers have abandoned the odd-even selling system. Lines at stations have all but disappeared, and the gas shortage in Oregon seems over. But state energy officials warn that the upcoming tourist season could bring it all back. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Department says there may be a major break by noon tomorrow in the March 25th bludgeon murders of 4 Portlanders. A sheriff's spokesman says detectives have what's termed an important new lead in that case. Abandoned youth, 17-year-old Gary Lee Duncan, has been charged with arson in a fire that destroyed Bannon High School January 28th.
Decreasing showers tonight with a clearing trend, partly sunny tomorrow, after morning clouds or fog, rain likely again Wednesday night, becoming showery with partial clearing periods Thursday. Lows tonight 35 to 40, tomorrow night near 40 degrees, highs both days in the mid-50s, and south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. The chance of rainfall put at 60% tonight, 20% tomorrow, 50% again tomorrow night. Parably, yes, 9 minutes past 11 o'clock, 47 degrees. A.C. Emmerich, 97 News.